This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا إله إلا الله.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. Every once in a while, because of the hardships that we go through in the dunya, whether it's financial or marital or health, so every once in a while we need to be reminded about the prize, especially our young brothers and sisters. We need to be reminded about the reward. We need to be reminded about Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that in Jannah there are 100 levels. Between one level and the other is the distance between the heavens and the earth. Only Allah knows what's the distance between one level and the other. We're not going to talk about all the levels. We're going to take one level and discuss today. And this level is called Al-Ghuraf. Al-Ghuraf, which is translated to lofty mansions. The Ghuraf is mentioned in the Quran in many places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zumar,
لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار.
The ones who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get those ghuraf. And those ghuraf, Allah said, on top of them there are ghuraf, mansions on top of mansions, and rivers run beneath. In Surah Al-Furqan,
أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا.
Allah Azza wa Jal, after he described and told us the description and the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman, may Allah make us all from Ibadur Rahman, at the end he said, those Ibadur Rahman who do all these characteristics, يجزون الغرفة, they will be rewarded the غرفة. So what is this غرف? Subhanallah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the people of Jannah, they look up and see the people of غرف. They are in Jannah. Just like you on this dunya, in this dunya, look up and stare at the stars. So the people of Jannah are looking up, just like we look at the stars and enjoy the beauty of the stars. They are in Jannah and they are looking at the people of Ghuraf. In a hadith in Tirmidhi, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا وَيُرَى بَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا. In Jannah, there is a place called غُرَف. And I'm going to keep repeating the word in Arabic on purpose so you can add to your dua, اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي الْغُرَفِ. So in Jannah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are غرف where you see the outside from the inside and the inside from the outside. Now you can imagine the Sahaba are so eager to know, what should I do to deserve this VIP status? What should I do? But they were all quiet because they respect Rasulullah so much that they do not keep asking questions. If Rasulullah explained, they are very happy. And if he didn't, they stay quiet. And they get very extremely happy when a Bedouin is present among them, because the Bedouins are boom, blunt. So why Rasulullah said that statement? A Bedouin stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, liman hiya? So the Sahaba got very happy. Ya Rasulullah, who are these ghuraf for? What should I do to deserve the ghuraf? So lend me your ears. And listen to the answer of the best man ever created, telling us the tool, the method to earn this VIP status. Four things, wallahi, they are very easy. Alayhi salatu wasalam said, هي لمن أطاب الكلام وأدام الصيام وأطعم الطعام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. Those ghuraf are for the ones who speak gently and they fast regularly and they feed others and they pray at night while everyone else is sleeping. Four simple, beautiful things. May Allah make it easy for us to perform. Let's take them one by one. لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ. For the one whose kalam is tayyib. Rasulullah SAW said, يا أخوان, الكلمة الطيبة صدقة. A good word, a kind word, is a form of charity. And some of us, the good word doesn't come out as if he's paying money, even though it's free. The evil word is free, and the good word is free. The good word is a form of sadaqah, and the bad word, you'll be recorded evil deeds. And they're all coming from the same place. Do you know how many sisters come to my office and says, Sheikh, wallahi, I don't hear one good word from him. He comes home, he finds the house clean, he finds the food on the table, the kids are all showering, homework is done. Wallahi, I do not hear Jazakallah khairan. I do not hear Barakallahu fiki. Why, ya akhi, why? Why? هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. When a wife is treating you with this kind of respect and honor and taking care of your family, and in return, a kind word, a beautiful word, يا أخي, give your wife صدقة. Give her صدقة. تصدق على زوجتك. Give your wife a صدقة. Kind words. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. The more the people, the closer the people to you, the more they are deserving of your kind words. Your parents come number one. Allah ordered us to speak to them. Even the speech have to be kareem. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Even the speech, you have to think before you speak to your parents. Think, is this word generous? Is this word honorable? It has to be. Then you utter it. Otherwise, stop. The parents. Now we have kids rolling their eyes, slamming doors, yelling at their parents. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا أَخِي. My brother, you are committing a major sin. Major sin. Can you please turn off your cell phones? Let's divorce the dunya for half an hour. Just half an hour. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed the Muslims for half an hour only. There were religions the whole day. You have to leave everything, every old dunya. We have only half an hour and we want to make it 5 minutes. Al-kalima at-tayyiba sadaqa, a good word. Similarly, the wife, when the husband comes back from home, welcome home, honey. I was looking forward to seeing you. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. Kind words. Wallahi, these words will make the husband forget all the trouble he had at work. But if he comes home, and from the moment he walks in, the list of complaints is ready. Your father did this, your mother did this, your son did this, your sister called and... It's ready. How does he gonna look forward to coming home if every time he comes home, all he hears is complaints? كلمة طيبة, a good kind of word. No matter what happened during the day, control yourself. And when the husband, that welcome, my sister, the welcome that you have for your husband when he first comes home, determine the outcome of that night. And subhanAllah, look at our deen. Look how beautiful is our deen. Look how beautiful is our greetings. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our greeting, may the peace of Allah, may the mercy of Allah, may the barakah of Allah descend upon you. Jazakallahu khayran. May Allah bless you with khayr. Yarhamukallah. When someone sneezes and says alhamdulillah, may Allah's mercy descend upon you. Look at the way we greet each other. So why don't we communicate also with each other with a good word? You see your brother, start the salam, ya akhi. Some people see you, sometimes they put their head in the ground and they don't want to even salam. And you don't know how many sisters they tell me, Sheikh, we see each other in Walmart, in any kind of mall or supermarket. And you see the sisters, when they see another sister, they turn away. Why, ya akhti? Why? Why? You have so many hasanat and you don't want any more. Rasulullah said, somebody passed and said, Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah said, 10 hasana. He said 10. Another person said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. First person said, Salamu alaykum. He said 10 hasana. Second person said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. He said 20. Said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. He said 30. Said, Ya Rasulullah, we heard you say 10, 20, 30. He said, the first one got 10 hasana just by saying, Salamu alaykum. The second with rahmatullah, he got 20. And the one who added barakatuh, he got 30. Allahu Akbar, hasanat are flying all over the air. All we have to do is just grab them. And look how simple they are. And we all know that the difference between Jannah and Nar is one hasana. So the first one is atab al-kalam, good word, good word. And keep in mind, especially my young brothers and sisters, many times we feel that I have to utter and say foul language in order to fit in with my friends at school. I have to say these four letter words in order to look cool. Not you. You're a Muslim. You are a Muslim. You are full of akhlaq and manners. And keep in mind, there are two angels. The angel on the right is writing the good deeds. And the angel on the left is writing the bad deeds. So you are making an honorable angel write these words in your book. He doesn't want to write them, but you're making him write them. So stop using that kind of language. Second, adam as-siyam. Constantly they fast, not only in Ramadan. Adama, from dawam, constantly, regularly, they fast. We just finished the fast of Ramadan. May Allah accept from all of us. طيب. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, من صام رمضان وأتبعه بست من شوال كمن صام الدهر. Whomsoever fasts Ramadan and follows it by 6 days of Shawwal, as if he or she fasted the whole year. And if I do it every single year, as if I fasted all my life. You skip today because it's haram to fast today, and you can start from tomorrow. You can make the 6 days all over the month. Doesn't have to be consecutive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever fasts 3 days of every month, similar reward, as if they have fasted the whole year. How? Three, hasana multiplied by 10, 3 times 10 is 30. If I do that every single month, that means I fasted the whole year. Allahu Akbar. So now we are still in the habit of fasting. Bismillah ya shabab. Yalla, let's start, continue fasting. You're already used to it. Please do not let this talk just go from one ear and leave the other. No, we want to maintain what we have done in Ramadan. We have done such an amazing job. Qiyam, Siyam, Quran, Sadaqat, all great stuff. One of the ways to maintain them is to maintain the siyam 3 days. What are the best 3 days, Ya Rasulullah, to fast? 13, 14, 15 of the Hijri month, when we have the full moon. This is the best, but maybe the best days, you're busy, you're traveling, you're pick any day, ya akhi. Adam al-siyam. Al-siyam junna, subhanallah. Rasulullah ﷺ told us, fasting is a barrier between you and the hellfire. Whomsoever fast one day fi sabilillah, ba'ad Allahu baynahu wa bayna jahannam, 70 kharifa, 70 years away from jahannam, every day we fast. Ya akhwan, our goal is to go to the ghuraf, is to attain the ghuraf, and that needs work. All we have to do is abstain from just a little bit of food, while some of our brothers and sisters, this is their norm. They don't have that much food that we have. You open the fridge, stuff start falling on you. We have brothers and sisters that are starving. We have brothers and sisters that are choosing which child to feed today. We are choosing which food to eat today, and they are choosing which child to feed today. Subhanallah, ya akhwan, wallahi, the na'am that we are in, the blessings that we have, Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. May Allah make us from the grateful ones. Otherwise, Allah promised, if you're not grateful, I'm going to take them away from you. And to show gratitude, we do extra ibadat. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Do something, show me that you are grateful. So the first one is, ataba al-kalam. And the second one is adam as-siyam, to constantly and regularly fast Monday, Thursday, 3 white days, Ashura, Arafah, days of Dhul Hijjah, any optional fasting. Qulu qawli hadha astaghfirullah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Bismillah wahdahu was salatu was salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وأطعم الطعام. And he fed others. Anytime there's a potluck in the community, he's the first one to bring food. Anytime there's somebody who's want to sponsor some kids, some orphans, even some party at home, he's the first one, the food is on me. Anytime he hears that there are organizations helping others to feed them in Ramadan, to feed them for iftar, for suhoor, he rush and he does that and he provide the food. At'am at-ta'am. And does not have to be only to the poor. Rasulullah ﷺ used to tell the Sahaba, every time you make soup, every time you cook stew, make the soup extra, so you can give your neighbor. The neighbor doesn't have to be poor, right? Could even be a non-Muslim. At'am at-ta'am. And the last one is, وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And he or she prays at night while everyone is sleeping. صَلَاتُ الْقِيَامِ. Subhanallah. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم سبحان الله. سورة السجدة, الله سبحانه وتعالى said, there are some people who they are trying to sleep, but they keep moving left and right. How can I sleep? And I have no clue where I'm going, Jannah or Nar. So they get up and they start praying. And they start performing qiyam. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They are so worried. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They hardly slept. They just sleep in order to survive. And the rest of the night, they are praying qiyam. And I don't want you to think, because this is, unfortunately, this is the common thought of Qiyam. Anytime you mention the word Qiyam, people think that I have to get up for 4 or 5 hours. No. Any salat after you finish the sunnah of Isha all the way to Fajr is considered Qiyam. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قام بعشر آيات لم يكن من الغافلين ومن قام بمئة آية كان من القانتين ومن قام بألف آية كان من المقنطرين. Whomsoever get up and perform qiyam with 10 ayah, 10 ayah, fatiha and ikhlas, he is not heedless. يعني الحمد لله, he's safe. And whomsoever does qiyam with 100 ayah, he is from the devout ones. And whomsoever does qiyam with 1,000 ayah, tabarak and amma, add them together, will become 1,000 ayah. He is from the muqantareen, يعني the amount of hasanat is as big as Uhud, qanatir. So you could start with 2 rak'ah, akhti, after you finish your sunnah al isha, 2 rak'ah, with the intention of qiyam. You want to do the upgrade, you sleep and you get up before Fajr. Fajr 6 a.m., you get up 5:15, 5:30. This is exactly what the hadith said. Sallu bil-layl, they pray at night. Wan-nasu niyam, everybody's sleeping. 2 rak'ah, that will light up your grave. 2 rak'ah is so heavy in the sight of Allah. As a matter of fact, in one of the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the malaika, and he would say, my servant left his comfort of the bed, left the comfort of the company of his spouse, and get up to pray for me, and he doesn't have to? I make you a witness, I have forgiven all his sins. Allahu Akbar. Salatul Qiyam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, the best salat after the fard is Salatul Qiyam. Now, ya akhwan, do you notice something? We just did all 4 for 30 days. We just did all 4 for 30 days. We were very cautious of what we say. Oh, do not backbite. Do not say any. We are fasting. Be careful. Always be kind. Speak gently. Always. The first one is done. Fasting, 30 days. Consecutive fast. Feeding, forget about it. Every day you're invited somewhere. Everybody is feeding everybody. If not here, overseas. Qiyam, Allahu Akbar. We were praying Taraweeh and many of us are not satisfied. I want to come back at 2 a.m. Now you tell me, does it make any sense to go from this peak all the way to zero? No more fasting, no more qiyam, no more Quran, no more feeding, no more. No. I'm not telling you stay here. Just go down here. Don't go over here. Just go down a little bit, maybe up to here. Fasting 3 days, a little bit of Quran, a little bit of sadaqah. But to go to zero? As a matter of fact, if we go all the way down to zero, that's not a good sign. Because one of the signs that my and your Ramadan was accepted is that I took something from Ramadan and I maintained it after. That's a sign that I have achieved taqwa. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you can have taqwa. And now I feel that, subhanAllah, I was not doing this ibadah before Ramadan, and after Ramadan, I introduced this ibadah to my life. That's a great sign. MashaAllah, Ramadan did something to you. But if I go back after Ramadan to exactly the same thing I was at the end of Sha'ban, that's not a good sign. Introduce one thing, ya akhwan, 2 things, but introduce something. Come to Fajr and Jama'ah. You never came to Fajr and Jama'ah, for example. In Ramadan, mashallah, you came and you said, that's it. From now on, Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah. From now on, 5-10 pages of Quran every day. From now on, I'm going to sponsor an orphan. From now on, pick something, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of ibadat. So, if we want to be from the people of Ghuraf, number one, kalam al-tayyib, good, kind words. Fasting regularly, feeding others, and praying qiyam. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-ghuraf. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-ghuraf. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الغرف، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ارزق أخواننا في السودان الأمن والأمان. اللهم يا رب ثبت أخواننا في الأقصى. اللهم يا رب العالمين أغث إخواننا في اليمن وفي سوريا وفي لبنان وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم ارزقنا الشهادة في سبيلك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please fill up the main hall first. Come on, just put the heels on the line. Just move a little bit, brother. Move this way, this way. Move this way. Come closer. The crown. Leave space for Hakim. Okay. Fill up the main hall first. Heels on the line. Close the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استو. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك، الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a quick announcement that the carnival has been cancelled this week. It will be postponed for another date because they are expecting heavy rain. The date is not decided yet. I just want to let you know that it's not this weekend anymore, but everything that you have bought is still valid inshallah, and you could use it when we decide on the next date inshallah. Eid Mubarak. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. The takbirat of Eid al-Fitr end at Fajr. Eid al-Adha stay 3 days. المقصد الجامع.